Well, for our first interview today, I thought we'd get a hold of one of the listener favorites, Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots. So let's give him a call here and see what's shaking on Keweenaw Bay and around the Barica County area. So here we go. Dialing up Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots.
Oh, Indian Country, this is Steve.
Steve Koski, Adam Carpenter from The Outdoor Show. How are you?
Adam, good.
I wanted to give you a call. I'm actually... I'm on a new station now.
You are?
Yes. You might be able to tune us in. If you
what is that?
Flip over to 103.3, my original station back in the day.
Very good. Okay.
So I haven't talked to you in a few weeks because I haven't been on the air. And I wanted to give you a call. You're my first one. You're the first outdoor report for the new station here. So let's talk about what's going on.
Well, it's absolutely peak of summer. It's getting to the point where things are starting to, water temperatures are starting to warm up and stack up in different areas. Fish have moved. It hasn't been the most active week or two of fishing. It's been actually fairly slow as far as salmon and lake trout goes. The last few days now, it seems like it's turned over a little bit and is getting a little bit better for some. There's starting to be some thermal climbs a little bit offshore. They're finding a mixture of some fish, you know, not right tight in the bays, but out a little further.
So that was my question. You know, if things are kind of at summer levels, you're seeing the transition of fish moving into different areas, different depths. Salmon, obviously, are looking for that thermocline, and you're seeing some.
Yep, they sure are. Salmon and some browns and some steelhead and that stuff offshore a little bit, and it's, you know, moving out a mile or two out in the water, you know, a few miles out and finding some different temperatures, yes.
Okay. Yeah. What have they been using? Mostly just the standard lake trout stuff, or any colors hotter than another?
No, I wish there was enough data to say. Guys fishing bait behind Dodgers and call bells and that stuff, you know, our people will call it the meat rig system, which has been the old-fashioned system for years. It's still producing very well, down deep on the bottom. Bobbers are doing quite well, but then there's guys fishing downrigger suspending down 40, 50 feet. Using a lot of brass?
Really?
Yeah, brass, red. Of course, guys come in here this morning saying, well, it's Fire Tiger for me and it's green for the other guy, but you know how that is. Everybody has their patterns. A lot of flies and squids with bait on them.
Now, when you say brass, you know, typically that's more of a goldish color compared
goldish
to like copper.
Yeah.
All right.
Another thing we're finding out, what people are doing, and really it seems to help, the wobble glow or the peanut body, putting that right ahead of a piece of bait or on the nose of a fly, trolling that and making that dart all over the place has been working well.
Huh, okay. Now, are they using that more with the Dodger or?
Both, Dodger or Cowbells.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the salmon then. You said there's some thermoclines forming up. What are they catching the salmon mostly on?
That same type of rig, just suspended up higher.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That same type of rig suspended up higher. It's been working pretty fair. Hey, it's not a good salmon year here. It's not a good salmon year, I don't know, about anywhere.
Yeah.
Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, I'm hearing lots of the same kind of reports.
Actually, I'm getting really good Fairport salmon fishing reports, but other than that, like, I'm not hearing a whole lot down from Wisconsin or other places, but I haven't heard anything.
A couple other things, it's a time of year, too, where people are making their annual trips to the island, to Isle Royale.
Yeah.
And their, you know, Standard Rock trips. There's a lot of people headed at Standard Rock right now, so.
Really good year at Standard Rock, we're getting reports.
I was out there 2 weeks ago, and boy, we didn't hit it well.
No, you didn't?
No, we didn't hit it real good, and it was one of those days where there were a lot of boats out there, no one hit it very well that day, but yeah, the ones who did went out in super deep water and bobbed and got fish, and we did that at the end of the day just to fill our coolers up, but we had to work for them.
Yeah.
But it's what it is. You know, that's, people go to the rock or places, and they think it's going to be that easy. They just throw a line down, they're going to have fish right away.
No.
You got to be on them there, too. You've been there.
Yeah, and I tell you, I don't know who you went out there with or if you went with somebody who goes all the time, but you kind of got to have your finger on the pulse to know what's working out there.
Sure do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were out with personal boats, but we still were with people who knew the pulse of it, and they were having a tough day themselves, but it's just one of those days. That's fishing for you. That's the way it is.
Did you have heavy fog that day?
No.
Yeah, I've been hearing the foggy days have been really good.
Yeah, the foggy days have been better. We were so glass calm and flat, it was amazing.
Yeah, if you got a lot of sunshine, that makes it tough.
Yeah, we left after work Friday afternoon, drove up to Lac La Belle, spent the night, got up in the morning, went to the rock, fished the whole day, come back home. I said, what a beautiful weekend.
Yeah. How far is it from Lac La Belle, by the way?
About 30 miles.
So it's about the same as Big Bay.
It's a couple miles shorter when you got out to the opening at Lac La Belle to the Rock. It's a few miles shorter than Big Bay.
It is,
okay. About the shortest, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. I knew it was fairly similar, but I wasn't quite sure how close. But well, all right. Anything you want to throw in about the inland fishing, brook trout fishermen, walleye?
Bass guys are having a good time at the warm time of summer right now. All of the places where you get smallmouth or largemouth, they're having a good time with that. They're fishing a lot of rubber tails and worms, jigs with, you know, rubber tails on them. Brook trout fishermen are having a nice year because there's water and they're getting some nice fish. Some of the other fishing is, it's getting summer doldrums. I use that term quite often. I mean, some of it, you get them sunny, bright days and it's not so good. A day like today when it's drizzling, maybe a good day in a lot of things.
Yeah, right before a front's coming in. Boy, is it going to get cold tomorrow.
How about Thursday? It's going to be nice Thursday? Well, we got to make a point that it's nice Thursday because Jason Steele is playing the lawn. Did you hear?
I did hear that.
Oh, that's good. So, I'm trying to remind everybody.
You know, I'll probably give you a call back on Thursday, just so you know.
Okay.
But Thursday's looking a lot better than tomorrow, that's for sure. A good 10 degrees warmer in the 70s and plenty of sunshine.
That's good.
And 0% chance of rain right now.
Okay.
That's right. Jason Steele, Thursday afternoon, right by the water there in downtown Lawrence.
I figured you'd remember.
All right, Doctor. Well, thank you so much for your time, Steve.
Thanks, Adam. Talk to you soon.
We'll catch you up on Thursday. Bye-bye. Steve Kosky, Indian Country Sports in Lawrence. And you're tuned in to The Outdoor Show.